colossal monster tearing through the streets. A city in ruins. Nowhere to hide. Until he finds a way out behind the wheel of the all-electric Toyota CHR. Instant torque, getaway handling, and immeasurable wow factor. John Cho stars in Escape. Experience the thrill. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Yes, yes, how we doing, my people? We are back once again every week. We're still here. We ain't gone till Christmas yet.
I need to say something quickly. Johnny, is there a way you can just go like that? Just quickly.
All right, boys and girls.
Explain it.
I was at a wedding last night, yeah. So I'm a bit hungover, but still made it here. And I stayed at my girl's house, and I thought I packed a full outfit to come here in. But no, we're still in the Gucci loafers.
Now that is unbelievable.
You know the way I walked when I got in my car, I was thinking I got no hood. Please don't recognize me.
Oh, please tell me someone.
I look like a fucking Pied Piper.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wait, did you come just like this? No hood up?
Yeah, no. I ain't got nothing.
Do you know how amazing that? Did someone clock you?
No, thankfully. Oh! I like, I'm Irish tap dancing.
Are you in the car park all the way back there?
No, I park closer. On purpose. Because you have to go past the college.
You got to go past the college to get there. They would have.
I'm still putting my feet down for clips though, because people are going to be like, what the fuck is he wearing? You know, so, I might even take them off, actually. That's better.
No, Johnny, please keep them on.
No.
No, but do you know what it is? Nah. I swear I was so ready to cancel today.
Nah, man.
But I thought to myself, we can't.
If I can make it, and I was fucking at Shubs last night.
I was sitting there, I'm getting my teeth done. Yeah. I'm not even halfway through the process yet. I'm like, do you know what? I've got to go. The machine's still there, set up at my house. I'm going to finish my teeth when I get back.
Was it blue light therapy?
Yeah. And I'm going to finish them when I get back.
Apparently when you're going to sunbed, if you just go.
Do they do that?
Apparently it tans your teeth. Now apparently it winds your teeth.
Well, I don't think I'll be needing a sunbed anytime soon, innit? But
what do you prefer, real teeth or fake teeth?
Real.
Real, 100% innit?
Real.
Yeah. But they've got to be done though.
Yeah.
Well, not done, but they've got to be nice.
Like, nice.
Well kept.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to be brushing your teeth. Yeah, some people don't brush their teeth twice a day, you know. A lot of my friends don't do that. Not in the night.
Morning and night, I said.
Some people do not do it in the night. My pal, not going to say his name, won't brush his teeth in the night because he's like, who am I talking to when I'm sleeping? I don't care.
What the fuck does that
As if that makes a
it?
Fucking difference.
What does that have to
He's like, when I wake up, I'll clean them. My other pal goes to bed with fucking 4 packets of hula hoops and sweets. And I'm like, do you not brush your teeth before you go to bed? He's got an ensuite in his bedroom, by the way.
Come on.
He's got an ensuite, so his toilet is there. He's like, I could fucking reach it, my arm. And he's like, nah, fuck that, G. He was like, I want to go to bed with a taste of sugar in my mouth.
He's joking.
That's my mum's life, he's not. And this geezer should be obese, and he's not.
Fast metabolism.
He eats terrible. You know who I'm talking about, don't you? You know you are, mate.
We're gonna watch
you. He's sucked your life out, mate.
Exactly.
No. He's actually not even in bad shape. Like, he's just got an amazing metabolism. But the geezer don't eat no sauces. I'm pretty sure he has that bacon sandwich with no butter, just bread and bacon. Like, he likes everything dry. He's never had a vegetable in his life. He needs hypnosis or something.
Your set of mates are fun. Do you know I've now clocked? You know, so Johnny keeps his brethren separate, innit?
Yeah.
He keeps his friends separate. He's got like...
A lot of my friends ain't famous, yeah.
Yeah. He's got his mates and then he's got like us. And then, I don't know, I'm like kind of in the middle. Because like, for example, you got like...
Well, no, we don't just link up when it's
when it's on. We just link up regardless. All the time. Yeah. Like, and I know his family and that, do you know what I mean? Like, I'll come to his yard and that. But then, for example, some of the other boys, they ain't doing that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I'm somewhere like in the middle. Yeah.
You mean mate? I
know Johnny's mates I know your mates from your videos. And to this day as well, remember when we started YouTube? Like, everyone started YouTube.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know, let's say like Sharky or Chunks or Nick, anyone, or you or anyone would release a video. We'd always be the first to like go to it, watch it, comment on it. Everyone's like, we put it in our group chats and drop the video.
Yeah.
But now, obviously, no one does that.
Yeah,
I still watch all these videos.
I know you do, to be fair.
I actually watch all these, and I'll message him and be like, hey, that bit was junk.
The skits, you like the skits?
Yeah.
I've got a skit loaded on my phone, but I just need to edit it.
I'm
just waiting for this other video to get done. Thumbnails take fucking ages, you know?
Even to get the... Well, part of the reason why sometimes, obviously, we upload at 7 p.m., part of the reason why I upload it like 7:40, I'm waiting on a thumb.
Yeah, I know. Any thumbnail designers? Shout us.
Do you know what I mean? I'm waiting
don't
for
be extortionate fun. Prices. We know how much they cost.
15 and max, I'll be honest. Because I'll be dead honest.
No, our thumbnails do not need a lot of creativity. It's a podcast thumbnail, isn't
it? You've got to create a template, and all you got to do every single time is change the number at the bottom
and screenshot my post. That's it.
Screenshot us.
Yeah.
I'll pay you 15 bob. Like,
just
do it, bro. What are you talking about?
15 bob, you know? 15 bob. Speaking of 15 bob, I wanted to start this podcast with a little game. So this is called the Canadian slang game.
Okay.
So my Canadian slang, my knowledge is not very good, but I always see them talking absolute gibberish, like my Brody, Crody, like whose man's is this?
I can do that. I can
sound
do
like
I
fucking spastics.
Love to bring up the Canadians.
Yeah, no, obviously, but what's wrong with your youths at the minute? Like, they're talking like, I think half of them make it up.
It's been going for time.
Bros are Gerbert, fam.
It's been going for time.
The fuck does that all mean? But anyway, I'm going to dish you some words.
And I got a guess.
You got a guess. And then I'll flip the phone and give it to you.
All right.
So, I don't actually know none of these. First one is loony.
Crazy.
No. You get three guesses.
What?
It's not crazy. I would never have guessed it.
Loony. I'm trying to say it how
I got to put it in a sentence.
Put it in a sentence for me.
Bro, I've only got a loony on me.
Is it money? It's amount of money. A bills?
No, $1.
Your joke.
A loony. I've only got a loony. Whose man's is this?
A loony. Bro.
A loony.
Yeah,
a loony. Right,
cool. Yeah, well, yeah.
A loony.
I don't think I'm ever getting that. But I would have probably got a fair guess. I've done it.
A toonie. What's a toonie?
Two.
Yeah, two. Hey, bro, let me get a double-double.
A double-double?
A double-double.
Is it also peas?
No, it's completely different.
That's in the sentence, yeah?
It's so stupid. It's fucking so stupid.
Get a double-double.
By the way, if this is wrong, innit, Canadians, let us know, innit. This is just what ChatGPT reckons.
Let me get a double-double.
Let me get a double-double.
Like a large meal? I don't know. A double-double. What do you get a double-double of? Is it something to do with a drink?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Like a large drink?
It's not large. It's just...
A fizzy drink.
They reckon it means a coffee with two cream, two sugars, Tim Horton style.
Piss off.
Yo, let me get a double-double.
Piss off. I'm not that now.
How the fuck does that equate to Tim Horton style coffee with cream, two sugars?
I won't survive, bro. I'm going to
double-double. And then the next one is Timmy's, Tim Horton.
There's no chance.
Hey, I'm going Timmy's, get a double-double.
I reckon that's
bro, I've only got a toonie on me.
I got a toonie on me, but I'm going Timmy's to get a double-double.
Come again?
I'm leaving the conversation.
Come again?
So you got two quid on you, you're going to get a coffee. Let me get one. Don't. Let me have one. Let me do it.
All right. I've seen all them, so just scroll.
Okay.
Look at them, how ridiculous them ones are that I've seen.
Oh, God.
Just read out some of them quickly, even though I know what they are.
2-4.
2-4. Is this the one I ain't seen?
No. It's one you've seen.
Oh, 2-4. I can't have seen that one. Huh?
A case of 24 beers.
Hey, bro, you got a 2-4? What would we call a case?
I'll go down and get some 2-4.
2-4.
From the shop.
Bro.
Broski.
Bro. If you didn't move your mans out the hood.
What's that go? Okay,
that video, how did
it
go?
Yeah. You didn't move your mans out the hood.
You're a waste. Yeah, oh, what'd she say? You're a waste, you.
You're a waste, you, eh? All right.
Go on, give me some. Scold me.
A pylon.
A pylon.
Yeah.
A pylon.
Like, Broski's a pylon, bro. Like, what? Grody's a pylon. That's what he'd say.
Pylon.
He kind of used it in a way in the last sentence. That when we were taking a piss. That meme.
Oh, kinda like a waste man.
Like an idiot.
Idiot. Brody's a pylon, bro.
They got A in there. Eh?
Eh?
Use that at the end of a sentence. That's what, yeah, that's every what he sentence. Says. Cool today, eh?
Eh? Yeah, they actually do, don't they?
No, that is good. All right, cool. I got some that I actually know. Okay, easy ones. Okay, so if someone... Okay, they say loot. That's an easy one.
Loot?
Yeah.
Like loot, like you're gonna rob.
Yeah, but what? The loot is what?
Ooh.
So if you say like, yo, drop the loot.
Your money?
Loot is money.
Drop the loot. Yeah. Drop the loot. We are not in a first person shooter.
So they'll say loot. Let me give you another one. Let me think. I've watched a lot of... Okay, so if
you... Yeah, you actually watch Canadian shit.
Canadian shit.
I think that's why it come into my head.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. You was watching it the other day. No offense to you Canadians, innit? I just think the way you talk is fucking strange. I can't understand you. And if he was watching something, and I was falling asleep on his sofa, and I was just looking over.
And Johnny goes,
I was like, bro, what the fuck are you watching?
He's got to be, they can't be for real.
They can't be, though.
And I'm like, bro, it's how they talk.
No, it's actual gibberish. It's actual gibberish.
There's, okay, cool. What about on tips?
On top. It's coming on top.
Nah.
On tips.
I'll, it's very hard, so I'll put it in a sentence. So you might be talking to someone on tips.
On tips, so unserious, like it's not official.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you're linking someone.
Okay, so it's like, you're seeing someone,
You're seeing someone. Yeah, it's on tips.
Bro, I was seeing this fucking chick.
On tips.
On tips, going down to Timmy's, getting a double-double.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
A loony though, you know.
That is exactly how they talk.
Do you know what I've never got yet? Is it in Canada? I mean, I've never been Canada, but do they have dollar notes or is it coins? Yeah,
Canadian dollars.
I think the stupidest thing would be having... Like, what is the point? How annoying would that be? I'm so glad we have pound coins. Imagine having bare dollars, $1 bills.
I'm trying to...
How long is that? That's so it, like...
I've been to Canada but as a kid. I can't remember this.
Where did you go?
Toronto.
E?
Canadian dollar, yeah. They got Canadian dollars. It's like...
Yeah, but I'm saying just practically like America and whoever else does small notes.
Oh yeah, tiny notes. So you so have to stupid. Always have $1 bills.
How annoying would that be?
Bag of $1 bills.
You know what I mean? You can't just get in, you can't chuck them in the drinks holder.
True that.
You know what I mean? It always comes in handy.
It's kind of weak though as well.
Yeah. 54
pence to a dollar. Go over there.
So you're basically a 50p.
50p in
is a note. That's so long.
We got a strong ass currency though. We,
yeah.
That's why we can't actually have it. And it's better that we don't have it.
Yeah.
There's these two guys. I can't remember if I know their full name, but they're the Richards family, sorry. Jermaine and Trevon.
Hi, mate. I'm coming down now.
Johnny's getting food.
Hi, I'm coming down now. Cheers, mate.
Johnny's just getting food.
Yeah.
I'm not even cutting that bit out. It's for got to fill his gut.
I know.
Yeah, they made this show called Office Movers, yeah? It's got Drake in it, everything is sick. Like, it's a very good show.
Was this old?
It come out, like, 2025.
Oh, it's not old, right? Yeah.
So it's not old, but, like, it's so funny, and it's basically about their dad in real life was an office mover.
Drake?
No. The two guys that made this show.
Oh, right, yeah.
Their dad was an office mover. So they basically but as kids, he used to take them out on a job all the time. They took inspiration from that and wrote a whole show about it, bro. They got Drake in the show.
Is it
and
bad? I don't know what office mover is.
Like, so okay, say for example, you've got an office, this office here,
mm-hmm.
and you're moving to a new office and you'd call movers to move the furniture and shit like that. Or like some of the shit you want to throw away,
mm-hmm.
some of the shit you want to take over.
Yeah.
You get an office mover. Yeah. Their dad was an actual office mover. So then they wrote a show on it. Bro, it's the funniest shit ever, bro. It's the funniest
shit. Talking that slang?
They talk that slang the entire time.
Oh, I couldn't watch it. I actually couldn't watch it. Mums, I couldn't watch it.
So now my Canadian accent is got sick.
I think it's because it's just so overdone. It's like when people here use fam or G after every single line they make. And a lot of this new, the way that, like, even a new TikTok, what do you want to call it? Vocabulary, like bros aura farming. Bro, as
Riz. No, but that's just stupid.
That's just
being a fucking idiot.
Yeah, no, that's just not our generation, though. That's actually just not our, bros got Riz.
I wouldn't use it.
If you ever said, "Oh, has he got Riz?" means no, you ain't.
Yeah.
If you're using that word, full stop,
I can't. I don't think I could do it. It's just that.
I say it as taking a piss. Like
yeah,
me.
Taking a piss.
Yeah, yeah.
Just take a bit.
Aura. Bro's got infinite aura. Minus aura.
Oh, Johnny, stop. It hurts my head. People use that in actual sentences in real life.
When I fucking went out the other day, fucking went out for food and with my girl's family, and her little brother's in year seven. And when he got in the car and I drove home, he weren't really saying nothing. And then when I left, he was like to her, oh, bro was all aura farming.
Shut
he's
up.
Like, bro, he's like, bro's cool though.
Shut
bro
up.
Was aura farming.
And then he said, bro's cool though.
Yeah. Kept saying little bro as well. That's cool, little bro.
Bro's aura.
Oh, imagine that. This wedding last night. I was like, can't lie. It was sick. Sick wedding. It was good.
Johnny had a good, you said he was
thank you. Yeah, it was a good night. I was fucking burst.
Yeah,
wicked night. Wicked night. But so imagine, yeah. So there was two builders that came who are building their new house to people that are getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's not even like a proper family known friend, etc.
Yeah, yeah,
but they still don't know. I've been working with them for years. But they've turned up. They keep falling all over the gaff. But I haven't really noticed that in it because I'm licked myself. And then like it's even got to the point where the groom has got everyone off the dance floor and said, no, there's wax on the dance floor. Like, we need to clean it up, basically. Turns out they were just out their face on magic mushrooms.
Shut up.
I swear down. And one of the geezer, he kept picking up like girls and stuff and go, whoa. And then he's picked someone up. Obviously it's bad because he's picked someone up. And he just collapsed and fell into the table where the cake is and cut all his head open and his claret all down the back of his head, like spewing blood. Had to get an ambulance and that.
No, I told
it's bad, I was creasing.
I would have been creased.
It's so bad, so bad.
The builders.
Yeah, the two builders. He literally, crack, like fell into the thing.
Split his head.
He was mashed.
Oh, fuck. Is he all right or not?
I mean, he's a man, isn't he? He went to hospital, and then apparently, as soon as he got the ambulance, took him to hospital, he just walked home.
Oh.
But then he went back in the morning because it was bad.
Yeah,
but he cut all the back of his head open. But that's something I'd do, though. You get to A&E and you think, fuck this.
Fuck that.
I've done it many a time. When I broke my foot, I went there, and it was a 5-hour wait, and I was like, is this really worth the wait?
That's like me and my arm, like, it's still broken.
Really?
Yeah, look.
Oh shit.
The bone just sticking out of it.
They do take long to recover though. Kind of like my foot, this foot now is fucked, bruv. I rolled my ankle on the 23rd of Jan and it's still so bad. I went to physio the other day. Can I just say, physiotherapist, I ain't trying to put you lot out of a job, but.
Nah, I am. They're shit out.
Fucking
dude.
Shit.
They are so
what is
shit.
Actually the point? Like I went there, don't get me wrong, he was a lovely geezer. He was Canadian to be fair. The geezer I went to see, £85, yeah, to go look at my foot. Gone there because it hasn't recovered properly. So this bit here, basically I've snapped my ligament there. So the band's just, it's taken really long to recover. Still really hurts now. And went there. So and all my friends are going, go physio. You need to go physio to speed up the recovery. Thinking, what can they do there? Like that's going to speed up my recovery. So I've gone there. He's maybe put on his, he's told me already basically what I know, saying, yeah, you snapped your ligament. Can see that because there's a big fucking lump there. And basically put a band on my foot. Made me do them exercises. Then I done these exercises. Yeah. Was in there about half an hour, booked an hour session. And he was like, okay, I think we're done for the day. You've done everything quite fast. I'd like to see you once a week so you can come back here and do this.
Of course, for 85 quid.
So week. I'm coming here to get a shitty fucking elastic band and do this. I can't do that own, mate. How are they not out of a job? Once you learn what to do, which I probably could have just gone on TikTok anyway and learned... Like,
you're good to go after that.
Like, who doesn't know these things? He was going, yeah, make sure you swim. Says, who doesn't know these things? It's basic knowledge, isn't it? Like, why am I going to come back and do 80 bar once a week
80 bar
for me to put a little band around my ankle and go,
because you just can get resistance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck it. And I'll come out of there feeling revived. I went for a sprint as soon as I got out. Like, Jesus.
You know what it is? I think it's more. To hold you accountable. It's only for the accountability now.
What? Because if you to recover yourself.
If you go once a week, but don't do the exercises at home, then at least you're doing it with the physio.
It's people, just doing this.
No, but look, it's for people who can't lock in. That's what it's for.
I would get it if it was about actually exercising.
It's
not really exercise. It's just stretching.
Yeah, you got to recover the muscle. Like I had a what do you call it? I had an accident in like 2024, I think, and then it tilted my hip forward. So I had to go physio because I tilted my hip and then it messed up my back. So then I went to the physio. The physio is like, oh yeah, you got to be doing this. He's making me do RDLs and that. And I'm like, yeah, but I can't because my back's fucked. He's like, well, what you need to do is you need to strengthen your back in order for it to get stronger and it will recover. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll go and do it, whatever not. Go and do whatever not. Anyway, luckily, I actually know the physio for Arsenal.
Oh, it's just proper things.
Yeah, I know the physio for Arsenal. It's
how
a
much
woman.
Does that set you back?
No. I know her personally. And she's like, nah, brother. She told me, don't be doing anything that you've just done. She came over. She done my back. Pressed out what was going on with it. Like, proper done it, like, done it all right. I spent like 2 hours with her. She's done it all. Then done like a proper exercise for me. Within like a week, 2 weeks,
really?
My back was good. So if I kept on going back to that absolute twat that was telling me do RDLs with heavy weights and shit, I probably would have been in a wheelchair by now.
Yeah, bro. Word. Especially when your A-stack's done.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, I was fit. No, Johnny, it was hurting. Like, there was times where I couldn't get off the chair in that.
Ooh.
Not even joking. Like, in the mornings, it was hard to go to the toilet. And I was going into physio and doing all that. So it's also who you get. And what exercises are actually giving
you? Yeah, but I think once you get one session, like, why do you need to go back? That's all I'm saying.
No.
It's so pointless.
1,000,000%.
I don't know how they still got a job.
1,000,000%. Like, depends on the injury.
Of course it depends on the injury. I've only got a fucking ankle in it, so.
That's still a lot, though. Your feet are connected to...
Bro, my feet, I was a bad luck. My feet, bro. My left foot, bro. I've had fucking a fungal infection in my big toe now since I was about 12 on my left foot only. It's never spread to anyone else, but my big toe is just fucked. It's fell off, I'd say, in the past 2 years about 6 times. Whenever I have football boots, because the nail was so weak, it just falls off.
You're joking.
And then it grows back and I think, yes, it's going to grow back normal.
It's going to grow back normal.
And it don't. It always grows back green or like really like overlaid. It's disgusting. But it doesn't, it's not contagious. Like,
Nah, because I feel every boy's got that fucked up big toe.
Mate, and then obviously I got a big scar there where I fell off the ped.
Oh, yeah.
I got fucking athlete's foot down here or something. I don't know what it is. My right foot's calm. My right foot's cushy.
It's just itching.
Bare itchy, bruv. I've had a fork before. That's a pucker. Making yourself bleed. Getting a proper good itch out. Proper good itch out with a fork.
Making yourself bleed.
Yeah, sometimes it gets like that. And then afterwards it's like...
hard to touch.
Yeah.
That tingles. I've
especially
had
under your toes. Before. Ooh, like even all around the nail and that. If I get started, I won't be able to stop itching it. So mums, and I've had it since I'm like 12. I've gone for laser thing. That cost me £500. Done fuck all.
What, to get fungal infections off?
I think it's a fungal infection. Just my nail.
Yeah, but the itching bit is just on your skin now.
It's probably because it's around the skin. So yeah, maybe it's, yeah. But I've had it for as long as I can remember. Like, it's not as if like, it's not contagious. So I don't think it's an active thing, but it's like, I don't know. It's just always been there. My right foot ain't got it. No one around me's ever got it.
Because I've had it. I had it before. And it just dies.
No, I've had this since for as long as I can remember. Literally, my left foot's been fucked. I've even tried the little paint things. I've tried the powder. Tried the creams.
No, they don't work. I feel like what you got to do is, remember, the infection is not in the nail. The infection's in the root. So you see how your nail drops off?
Mm-hmm.
Where you can see... This bit, look at it, the science of Mike and Johnny. Where you can
see... Do you
see
it right now? I'm not going to show these up. Yeah, the guy's growing back.
Go on then. Yeah, but look, the thing is, wait, look, the actual, let me see. No, put it down. Yeah, but...
And this one as well.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but I've had that. Sometimes you'll have that. So jokes. Like, the nail... is infected, but it's from the root, bro. So what you got to do is, you got to go in, I'll actually send you a video on it, because you can't do it yourself.
This is what we're getting onto about physiotherapy and shit like that. I paid £500 in Chelsea to get this fucking sorted out, and it just didn't do nothing at all.
Did they not remove the root of the nail for you?
No, I had to put my foot in some machine, it would just fire red lasers on it.
That's bollocks, that's gimmick.
Has to be.
You got to go through pain. I can't lie. They got to remove your nail bed, like your actual nail from inside your foot. I'm not talking about the bit you can see. They got to go in and take that because that's the infection. That's where it grows from every single time it's falling out. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So they got to, it's like, imagine my finger here. The infection's here, but the root of it is there.
Imagine, oh, no,
so they've got to go in there, remove that bit, and then grow a fresh nail out. That's how your nail's going to come back nice. Unfortunately, that's what you got to put yourself through. Oh, God, please. Johnny's dad's calling.
Hello.
Are you coming home?
Yeah, I'm just filming a podcast.
Yeah, I know, but are you coming over dinner?
Yeah, I love dinner. What is it?
Meatballs.
Yeah, why not?
Just checking.
All right. Tell out. I thought he was going to say
nah,
something.
Nah, you should have kept him on the go.
He knows when I'm trying to wind him up, though.
Yeah.
He ain't stupid.
If you
look
was about for time, we was even going to do a section there with the time where we was going to call Johnny's dad.
I know. But then I thought some things he might come out with, I don't really.
Yeah, but we can bleep that.
Oh, yeah, true.
Literally, that's why I said it's free game.
Yeah, true.
Because anything that happens, you're just like, yeah, that can't go in. We just bleep that out.
Mate, he fucking, oh my days. So I've got a dog, yeah. And he was meant to put money in for him. Because it was going to be the family dog. We was going to have four ways on it, me, my mum, Joe and him. And anyway, he didn't pay for it. I paid for the dog. Well, me and Joe paid for the dog, which is fine. But he now uses that against me.
Why? I'm my dog.
That's what he does. It's so fucking annoying. When I was in Thailand, yeah, for that month, I've come home on my mum's life. The first thing when I walk in the door, wheeling the suitcase in, it was like, what is it, like 2 o'clock? He was like, dog's got to go out. I've just walked through the door, man. Give me a fucking break. Or like, he'll wake up at 7 a.m. And then sometimes I'll wake up at like, a bit later than that, like 11 or whatever. And I'll come downstairs and he'll be like, this dog wants to go out, John. So why don't you walk in then? You're waiting for me to come down to, like, well, I will do it. I don't care about walking
but
a
just
dog.
Do it.
Just do it. Fucking lazy prick.
Yeah, bro. But he likes the dog as well.
He loves him to bits.
Because I've been in the gaff and I've seen it. He loves
makes
the
me crease though. He thinks a dog can talk. Like, he'd be sitting there reading the paper, yeah? And on the island in the kitchen. And the boy see just be sitting next to him, like on the floor, just looking at him. And he goes, what dog? What? What do you, what does this dog want? Well, like, he's going to answer you. And he'll sit there and go, get out. Do my nutting now. And then he'll lock him in the garden. So it serves him right. I'm like, serves him right for what? Sitting there and staring at y'all. Hey, what?
I said, what, dog? Nah, he's the funniest guy. Do you know what story I always think about that makes me laugh sometimes? He got his hives on.
Mate, when he's fucking cold in the house, yeah, he won't turn the heating on because he thinks it's too much money. But yeah. And it'll make the excuse that my mum don't want the heating on. I'll come indoors and I'll be sitting there on the sofa with his steel toe cap boots on, like that, beanie half over his face, full high vis on, like work clothes on, with an old fucking Western cowboy movie on. I'll be like, why are you wearing that? I might get a call up. That's what it is. I might get the call up. So he's got his shoes on.
I might get the call up. He's at home waiting for it.
He is. Knowing he's not going to work.
Still took out.
I've never seen my dad walk about in socks. He's always got shoes on.
That's like my
shoes
result.
Or fucking slippers.
Yeah, shoes or slippers. It's never a socks.
No.
You ain't seen my dad in socks. I'll be honest. Shoes, slippers or nothing. Like, you ain't seen him.
Yeah.
Or you ain't seen him, literally.
Yeah.
He's like, they're proper old school, like my dad's proper old school, and that, like, he's like very like prideful and like in their own privately.
In their own
I can't
way.
Remember this, last time I seen my dad's foot, bruv.
No, I see my dad's feet all the time.
I seen it, bruv. I won't see it.
My dad will sit there with his feet out sometimes where he's took the slippers off and the thing, and a dog will lick his feet and it'll just and he's like, no, he likes it. They're salty, ain't they? Lovely. Fucking disgusting.
I dream of the time. During the time where, I can't remember, I think it was Joe was doing something in the garden, yeah? And he got out and he started advising him what to do, but it's Joe.
Yeah. Joe's a carpenter. My dad's never done a trade. And as soon as he goes to Joe, you got to do this, Joe. You got to get it done. You haven't, because Joe sometimes don't like working indoors because he just come home from work. He don't want to fucking work on something indoors.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, fine, I'll do it. Guys decide to do it. And then like 5 minutes later, I'll get up and go stand next to him and tell him how to do it.
Joe's job.
Yeah, it's Joe's job. And it's like walking the dog. You're telling me to do it. You could just walk the dog. And he goes, it's not my dog. I didn't pay for it. Why should I?
Hey, he's the best. We've got to do a segment where we do a wind up on him. I swear to God. I mean, that'd be the funniest thing from Johnny's dad. Is so Joe.
Just comes out with it. Like, he just comes out of a madness. Like,
I say, before we end, I got a game. But
it's a short episode today, guys, by the way. Apologies. Yeah, no,
Johnny, I mean, come on, Johnny's in his loafers and his and I'm hungover. We're all just, it's a short one. We're doing this for the sake of consistency.
Yeah, basically, short story, the studio closes at 5 and it's 5:15 and one of us was late.
Yeah, Johnny was late.
Fuck off.
He was at a wedding.
I was at a wedding, hungover to fuck. I was getting my teeth done. Didn't go to bed till like 3 a.m. and I'm here.
I'll get my teeth done. I had to stop. I've got to go back and keep doing it. So we all had sacrifices to make, really. All right, quickly, let's just do the quick game where we're thinking of someone. We got to ask questions to figure out who it is. Do you remember when I did Tory Lanez?
Oh, before you said that, what was you saying about Kenny?
Oh my God, during this podcast. Yeah, I might not even cut that bit out. I've just got a random message from Kenny. Bear in mind, yeah, this man is, like, I just don't understand why.
King Kenny, by the way.
King Kenny, better school King Kenny. He says, I'm going to need you to be a witness soon. I'm writing my will.
Geezer's 28.
He just turned 29, 2 days
29.
Ago.
29.
Yeah.
Oh, 30's dawning in him, and that's what it is.
What are you talking about, bruv? He's writing a will.
The end is near.
He's writing a will, bruv. So yeah, random, I don't know. I've got no idea, but yeah, go on. Well done, Kenny. I'll be your witness for you. But yeah, I'm doing a quick game. You think of someone, I think of someone. You're going to ask questions of who it is.
What, yes or no answers?
Yes or no.
Play along at home. All right, let me think of someone.
Let me think of someone quickly. Wait, hold on.
All right, I've got it.
So I'm asking you the questions?
Yeah.
All right.
It's not very hard. I just, first thing that comes to my head.
It's a celebrity.
Oh yeah, of course. Nah.
It could be Joe.
Nah, my mind. Local, what, you didn't get that? It's my local off license.
Yeah.
Geezer to be on a jump.
Either a celebrity or someone I know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know them.
All right, celebrity.
How many guesses do we get?
I know him.
Oh, I got to beat your guesses.
You got to beat mine. So I'll write down how many questions I ask.
No, I'll just keep note.
Okay. It's a celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Is that one of your questions?
No. I was just checking. Are they black?
No. I'll use my fingers. It's gone.
So it's a white person. I think.
Well, there's only two races,
Michael. Well, no.
Hold on a minute. There's only two races.
Well, I don't see colour, really. I don't see colour. Are they a YouTuber?
No.
Artist?
No.
Actor?
No.
Well, come on then. Streamer?
No, this is all the jobs in the world, apparently.
Celebrity, not a YouTuber, not an actor, not an artist.
You said that, no.
Oh, okay, no, put it down. Nah. Put it down, Johnny, put it down. So they're not they don't do music, they no. don't act.
No.
They're not in entertainment.
No.
So they're not in entertainment.
No, they're not in, no, not really.
Comedian?
No.
A book, an author?
No, you're it's mad how you're not even like nowhere near the ballpark when it's such a famous job.
So they don't act and they don't do music?
No, there's other things than acting and music.
Right, just bear with me, Equity. Just bear with me. Because
it's actually really not that hard. It's actually such a famous person. Like, they're very, very famous.
And they don't act and they don't do music and they're that famous. Every famous cunt I know acts and does music.
They don't, Michael. You're going to feel like an idiot when you...
Okay. There's acting, there's music. Right. Are they an inventor of some sort?
No. Guys, you want to write down some other job professions that people have?
I'm losing my mind. What other professions are there apart from acting and music and like a book, a writer, a director?
A lot.
Really? Give me an example of one then.
But I just, no, because you're just going
to... No. It doesn't have to be your person. But give me an example. Ooh, of
where do people go in stadiums to watch stuff? Sport.
Oh, shit ass.
Fucking
Oh,
hell.
My God. Oh, my God. Are they an athlete?
No. Well, I suppose you could call them an athlete, but...
So they don't do sports?
No, they're an athlete. Yeah, they're an athlete.
They do sports?
They're an athlete.
Is it a footballer?
Yes.
I'm so stupid. I'm so
footballer, you know.
I'm so stupid.
It's 11 guesses, by the way, for you.
I'm thinking, oh yeah, if they don't single act,
what the fuck do they do? Footballers ain't famous.
Get a real job.
They ain't famous.
Is it a footballer? Okay, cool. Do they play? Are they English?
Yes.
Are they currently playing?
No.
Retired?
Yes.
John Terry?
No.
Frank Lampard?
No.
Steven Gerrard?
No. Ask some more questions that I like can get down.
They are retired.
It's everyone guessing the whole England squad.
They're retired.
Yes, they're retired.
Do they commentate or pundit? Carragher.
Nah, they rarely pundit, but obviously there was a big player, so it wouldn't be out the blue for them to do something on.
Joe Cole.
No.
David Beckham.
No. Why don't you guess more things like regional or club? Rather than just giving names.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know if they're English.
I said they're white.
No, you said they're white, didn't you?
I said, are they English?
Oh, yeah, they are English. But yeah. But I thought you were just guessing English names.
Did they play for Arsenal at any point?
No.
Chelsea? Did they play for Premier League club?
Yes.
Man City?
No.
Oh, brother.
It's not even a hidden footballer. Like, it's a very known footballer. You're going to think, how did I not?
I've guessed all the bait ones.
Right, here's a clue. Bicycle kick.
Oh, Rooney.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
25 questions later.
Oh, shit.
Wayne Rooney. Not the author. Not Rooney, the fucking musician.
I am terrible.
That was a bait one. I thought of that in 2 seconds. I thought Wayne Rooney. Yeah, there.
I'm so shit.
That was awful.
I'm saying, if they don't act or sing,
who
are you?
Who? Who the fuck's Wayne Rooney? What?
If you don't act singing, you don't do YouTube, what are you doing with that? I won't even think of you. Let me think.
You and your 300 grand a week.
You know what I mean? Get a real job. What the hell?
Get a real job. Sit in front of a camera and talk shit. You know what I mean?
Kicking a ball around for what?
Word. Been an athlete since you was 5. Disgusting.
Oh, let me think of someone. No, I've got
it. Don't overthink it, because I didn't.
All right, hold on. All right, yeah, go on. Yeah.
Did he take kids to an island?
Yeah. No, I'm joking.
Oh, I thought I got an island then. I thought I read his mind.
No, it ain't Epstein.
All right. I wasn't talking about Epstein. Talking about me.
Talking about Kenny. No, I'm joking.
That's why he's getting a will done.
That's why he's getting a will done.
He's either going to get birded or shot. All right. Are there sportsmen / women?
Sportsmen? /women. Do they do sports?
Do they do sports?
Yeah.
For their job, yeah?
Yeah.
Cool. Do they still... Are they retired?
No.
Oh, if you get me with a basketballer, I'm not going to know. Is there a ball involved in the sport?
No.
Okay, that narrows it down. So it's not a golfer, ain't a basketballer, ain't a footballer.
No, he's actually good at this. He's narrowed it down very well.
But what other sports are there?
Nothing worth mentioning. Go on, Johnny.
Why do you have a sports?
How many did I do, by the way? 25 guesses. How many guesses did I do?
24.
Fuck's sake. Well, I'm cooked anyway.
Does it involve water?
No.
It's not Tom Daley then. I'm just thinking of bait name.
Just throw him out there. You got
Does he drive a car for his job?
Yeah.
Max Verstappen, whatever his name is.
No.
The other geezer, Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yes! How many was that? And the forfeit was to go around Hackney streaking.
It was 6 guesses, yeah.
No, that was the forfeit.
You might as well just ask bare questions. You had so many to... Oh,
that was the forfeit.
Anyway, yeah, that's that. Bike. Good game. I say we play that once. That's actually sick. No, we can't play it again. We're actually done. Look, we're out of time.
Oh, shit, yeah.
But... next episode we'll probably play.
Yeah, apologies for a short episode, but we have been here weekly, and I've been very busy recently, so to fit this in has been quite hard, but we are going to up the levels. We still need to get, we've got some very special guests that you want to come on. Actually,
yeah, but just wait on
you
that.
You know how actually hard it is? Like, I'm talking to you. See you YouTubers, our mates. Yeah? Why are you
even
so busy?
Even the other ones that we have to get on, hard. But yeah, we're bringing people
everyone's
that are
so
not,
busy.
That are not YouTubers and that, different kind of people. But yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're difficult.
Yeah,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Short and sweet episode, though. I hope you enjoyed listening to this. I hope everyone's having a great day. We'll see you next Wednesday.
See you later.
See you later.